This is Lydia Johnson at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo and exploring the expo today. And I'm joined by Rachel Blakenship, Technical Sales Representative with Lincoln Electric. And Rachel, you guys have a large booth space this year, lots of hands-on activities. What are you working with FFA members on here?
I'm specifically working on our Cooper cobot. So this is our ABB cobot that we're using. With this, we also have a Fanuc version for the show. We brought the ABB, and it's really great for schools, really great for shops, bridges that gap between manual welding and robotic welding.
And walk us through, it's a pretty big machine here sitting right on the corner. It looks like it's ready to do some displays. What all does it do?
It's strictly just a welder. So typically like your robotic welder that you would have, this is your collaborative robot. So it has that extra added safety feature. So if you were to run into the cobot, if you had an operator or a student in the cell and they run into it, it has that added safety feature of stopping the arc, stopping the arm, making sure that they're not hurt during the process. So it also has a smaller footprint. So the great thing about that, it's got some great added features. So we have something called our Cooper app. The Cooper app really makes it super easy, super intuitive. You don't have to know anything about welding. So when you go into there, you're able to click weld and get going.
And there's quite a few safety features kind of looking at it. What are all those?
Yeah, safety features. So there's sensors in the arm. So the sensors kind of detect when the cobot's running into something, comes in contact with something. There are also, you would put up some sort of like light shield just to protect your welders or your operators, any passersby, from running into arc flash. So you don't have to have all of your safety features, all your guardrails, but you do have to have your light features. You want your PPE, things like that. And then as far as safety features, these things are built for heavy duty. So you don't have to have any sort of guarding on the arm. You don't have to have all of your safety features or a light vision area. So it's super great, super, super safe.
And obviously we want safety at all sides of the industry and schools, but is this kind of targeted for students or more for industry use?
It can be used in either or. It's great for safety or for schools because you can have your students running this in the back of the classroom, in the back of the lab, and not have to worry about them, you know, hurting themselves if a robot were to run into them or anything like that. So they're able to run that, and it's super easy to move around, super fluid. So they're able to move that very easily. So on the school side, it's great because they get that robotic experience as well as the welding experience. So they can kind of see both sides of the manual and automatic. And then with the industry side, it's built for heavy duty. I mean, these things, I've seen people with rows of cobots all the way down their shop. And, you know, they can hire anybody who does not know anything about welding, get them in there, and they're able to get going pretty easily.
There's kind of a screen attached to this big machine. Walk us through some of that programming, and maybe that's kind of a challenge when people are just getting into this. So how does your system differ with the programming?
Yeah, so with the Cooper app that I mentioned earlier, the Cooper app is great because you go and look at that previous programming. You might think it's really complicated. You have to go to school to learn how to program specifically, how to do that. Kind of complicated to look at. With the Cooper app, it actually bridges the gap so that way you can program on that side of things and edit maybe in the ABB or the Fanuc previous programming, but you can also edit pretty much everything on that Cooper app itself. So the screen really, it gives you all the graphics, it gives you all the instructions, the walkthrough, and there's big buttons on there, so it makes it super easy to see where you're at in your program. There's also features, things like our touch sensing, we have our multi-pass, we have optimizing weld angles, we have linear welds, circle welds, all the whole gamut. So on there, it just makes it super easy to do all of those features.
And looking around the rest of your booth, we have a huge trailer that says Experience Virtual Welding. We have some, looks like some VR goggles over here.
Yeah.
What's the message that you're trying to get to students, and what are some of the applications of all these hands-on activities?
Yeah, so it's super, super great to get into the welding world. We want to make sure that we introduce students to the trades. You know, they're able to see, okay, you know, maybe welding doesn't have to be as dirty as you want it to be, or it doesn't have to be as complicated as you want it to be. It's super easy, super intuitive, and fun. So we want to make sure that we're giving that message to students that, you know, here we are, Lincoln Electric. We want to provide you with the training and the education, the resources, you know, to help bring that to your shops or to your schools. things like that. And then as far as the trailer back here, so that's run by our AWS, and we partner with them. It's a whole virtual welding semi-truck that we have right here. They really try to get hands-on with the students and get experience running our different equipment.
So we're thinking about students' recruiting perspective. Are you usually recruiting during the time that they're in high school? Are they training in high school? Are they, you know, getting jobs out of college? What's kind of the timeline?
Yeah, so as far as working for Lincoln Electric, we have a variety of different resources. So you can either go work on the shop floor. We provide you with welding training. We provide you with all the training that you need to go, you know, be hands-on and work as a welder or a shop person. And then from there, I was recruited actually out of college into the trainee program. So there's a sales training program and an engineering training program. And with those, they actually go through different lengths of training. So typically for the sales training, it's like a 9-month program. You would go, they provide you with all the welding training, all the materials that you need, and then you would be sent out to the field as a technical sales rep. Same thing on the engineering side, you're able to choose what path you wanna go within Lincoln as an engineer. So there's a ton of different ways to get involved. You can be hired really however. So yeah, Lincoln will take care of you, that's for sure.
Super. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for all your support of FFA.
Yeah, no problem.
This is Lydia Johnson for National FFA.